Case number 921-164.
I need to look back at my notes. It was like confusing.
Yeah, I know.
Good afternoon, folks.
Good afternoon.
Counsel, can you please identify yourself for the record?
Yes, my name is Kate Ayers, A-Y-E-R-S. I'm a staff attorney for the Connecticut State Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection. I'm here representing the issuing authority, who is the commissioner in this matter.
Thank you, counsel. Would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes, thank you. Members of the board, we intend to show with the documentation that's been provided to the board mainly that this appellant was offered the opportunity to have his pistol permit reinstated upon completion of a safety course. He was made this offer on December 19th of 2022, but the information we have is that the appellant has not completed that safety course as of today's date. Thank you.
Okay, sir, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes, I would just like to say I come from a background where firearms have been a real big part of my family. I've had very extensive training throughout my whole life since about the age of 5. The incident that happened was just a freak of nature thing.
Counsel, you can proceed.
Thank you. Members of the board, the only real question I wish to ask would be directed to the appellant, and it is only in regard to the safety course.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Appellant, why have you not completed a safety course in the last 3 months?
Okay, well, I did make an attempt to make 2 appointments. The first one I wasn't able to get to because my instructor had COVID, so I went to another person to try and do it, and it's just really, I work 60, 70 hours a week. It was really hard. It was super hard for me to even get here, to get the time off to come here. And I couldn't get the time to do it. I'm one of the only persons in my shop that can run the machine. So it's just very difficult to find time.
Thank you. I have no further questions for this witness.
Nothing else?
No, thank you, ma'am.
And no other witnesses?
No.
Okay, sir.
Can I ask a question?
You want to ask yourself a question.
I know.
Go ahead.
We're still going forward with the case based on suitability?
Yes.
So, what was the case background that caused DESP to revoke the appellant's permit to begin with?
Right. This appellant's pistol permit was revoked based on suitability grounds following an incident in which there was an accidental discharge of his firearm. My understanding from the report submitted to the board is that the appellant was attempting to clean his firearm in his home, and the gun accidentally discharged, sending a bullet through his left wrist and into his left leg. I understand that he had surgery following that, and he was, as I mentioned, offered the opportunity to have his permit reinstated upon completion of a safety course, which he did not do.
And when approximately did this incident occur? When did the incident occur?
I believe it was September of 2020.
Thank you.
The permit being revoked on September 18th of 2020.
And it was a state police case that state police investigated?
It was, yes, sir.
And no criminal charges were filed as a result of the incident?
That's correct.
I have no further questions.
Does anybody else have questions for Attorney Ayers? Okay, sir, it's your turn to tell us what you'd like us to know.
Would you like to hear about the incident? I'm sure.
We're going to ask you about it.
So. Okay. As I said, I've had extensive training throughout my whole life. Advanced rifle, advanced pistol, run and gun tactics. It was honestly just muzzle awareness. It was a very stupid mistake. I've learned greatly from it. And I don't intend on anything like that ever happening again. I actually received the firearm back from the state police, and I threw it into my metal furnace, and melted it, and that was that.
Counsel, do you want to, I know you already asked him questions, do you want any cross?
No, thank you, ma'am.
Does the board have questions of the attorney?
Yeah, we're just going to ask you sort of, you're going to have to elaborate a little bit, like,
yeah.
You know, what kind of firearm was it? What were you doing? It looked from the report around 1 a.m., which
yeah.
caused, which, you know, that just throws a little, you know, you're going to have to we're going to hammer you with questions, so just
no,
why don't
you
try and elaborate
well,
a little
bit. Well, which one would you like to hear first?
Why don't you just try and tell us what happened a little bit more?
Okay, so it was a Glock 19X striker fire pistol. I was going to drop the magazine, I was pulling back on the slide to, because I always carry with one in the chamber. It's just how I roll, you know. It's one extra step that you don't have to do if something were to happen. I had my hand in front of the muzzle, like, that wasn't very smart of me, obviously. My other hand pulling back. I had slippery hands. Slide went forward, discharged, went through my hand. I'm a night owl. I stay up all night. It's just how I am. Third shift is just how I was raised, just work at night. So nighttime is my daytime for most people. That's why I was up at that time.
Attorney Sinetti.
Okay. Here's a Glock pistol. Okay. Here's the slide of the pistol. Okay. So you say you were going to do what? Pull the slide back?
I ejected the magazine.
Okay, magazine.
I carried one in the chamber.
Okay.
I had kind of sweaty palms as I do now.
Okay.
I had one hand sort of in front of the muzzle.
Right. So how do you pull back on the slide if your other hand's not on the gun?
I had my hand on the gun. I had the hand on the front of the gun and the other hand on the back, pulling on the slide.
So your hand's over the muzzle?
Yes.
And then so you're doing this, basically.
Basically.
And then pulling back on the slide.
Yes.
Okay, and the Glock, of course, has a safety on the trigger.
Yes.
You can't fire the Glock unless you pull the trigger.
Correct.
So you pulled the trigger when the gun was pointed at your hand, like you said, muzzle awareness.
Exactly.
Okay, thanks.
No problem.
Other questions?
So was your finger on the trigger?
No, like I said, my front hand was on the front.
Yep.
On the front of the pistol,
yep.
My hand was in front of the muzzle.
Yep.
My other hand was on the slide, and I had slippery hands. And
so, what pulled the trigger?
It didn't. It was accidentally. So it was the firing pin that went off.
There's a firing pin block in the Glock. It can't go off unless you pull the
trigger. It was a customized Glock. It wasn't. It wasn't stock. It had an aftermarket.
Did you do that?
Yes, I
did. Did you take the firing pin block out?
Yes.
You're lucky.
I know I am.
So you drop the mag, grab the slide,
yep.
Pull the slide back.
Yep.
The round should have ejected.
Like I said, before it went all the way, before I could pull it all the way back, it slipped out of my hands. It was almost to the rear where it would have ejected the round.
Yep.
But before it could get to the rear, I let go of the slide and slam fire. Do you know what the term slam fire?
Yep, never seen a Glock. I've unloaded a Glock probably 100,000 times.
Yeah.
And never saw that happen. And I've never dropped one all the way to the right, almost to the rear, and not see that. The extractor's going to grab that the minute you start pulling the slide back.
Yep.
And it, but, okay. That's, all right.
So
no further questions.
Any comments? I'll take it away for a second. Any comments? Looks like you had pretty good conversation with Detective Bryn,
mm-hmm.
For a couple months, and even looks like an extension on your hearing just to take a safety course.
Yeah.
Like, she even offers, you will get your pistol permit.
Yeah, no, of course. Well, like I said, I'm the sole provider of my family. I work 70 hours a week. It was just really hard even to make it here today. I made two attempts of doing it. As I said, the first guy, he got COVID. I didn't want to, you know, get involved and get sick. And I couldn't get, and since I already took that day off for the permit, I couldn't get another day off. It's just, I'm the only one that runs five machines. It's a lack of time. It's really hard for me to find any time.
Did you let them know you were trying to get the...
I did. I was stayed in contact with them, and I told them the reasons why I wasn't able to make it. And she said that... we couldn't do another extension, and I was trying to hustle like a madman before the hearing here to get it done, and it couldn't find someone to do it within that time period. Because it was only like two, I think it was like 2 weeks when you contacted me last time about it.
That would have been the detective.
Or a week.
Yeah.
There's a week or two left before the hearing.
I see Saturday, February 25th, her last, or your email to her and then her response to you on March 1st.
Okay, yeah. So about 2 weeks.
So the initial offer was made, it looks like, December 19th.
Yes.
That's correct, yeah.
As I said, I'm a sole provider.
So where are you working now?
I work at Hyatt Industries. And then on the side, I work for Uber and Lyft. So I work a lot.
Can I back up and ask the issuing authority a question? There are online safety courses as well. Would that have sufficed if he came back and said, I'm a sole provider, I can't go, but I'll take an NRA certified online course, and that would be sufficient?
I believe it would have, Attorney Sinetti. Okay.
I wasn't aware of the online courses personally.
Okay. Well, they're out there.
Okay.
Chief?
Why did you modify the Glock and take off the safety mitten?
It's just, I like my stuff modified.
What is the possible purpose of taking out the safety?
Does it
do anything different to the gun?
It's faster response.
Makes it more dangerous.
It does.
Were you trying to make it automatic?
No, but you would have to replace the searing pin for an automatic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, taking the firing pin block out would have a minor effect on the trigger pull, because the trigger, before it lets the firing pin go forward, it pushes the firing pin block out of the way so the firing pin can go forward.
I don't know, but
so by taking that out,
Glock would never do that.
No, never.
Glock
no.
has a very long trigger pull.
No.
It's.
Yeah. I mean, that's a plausible a possible reason why somebody would do it, but it makes it unsafe.
It is.
Because this can happen.
Oh.
Yeah, stupidity.
Yeah, it makes it unsafe.
I melted the firearm right away.
I think to Mr. Gray's point was you had 3 months, and you're saying you had trouble even getting here. This is a full day for you.
Yeah, it is. I had to take the day off.
The safety course would have been what? And you would have had your permit, and you wouldn't be here.
I know.
I agree. The time would have been better spent at the safety course.
Oh, I totally agree. It's just really hard for me to get time. I honestly, I'm a sole guy of five machines, and I do specialty parts, so it's not like they can just throw somebody else on the machine and be like, hey, I need this made. You know what I mean? It's.
So let me ask the chair a question. So if his appeal is denied today, okay, he has years to go back and complete a safety course. So somewhere in the next couple of years, in other words, if you appealed again, it would take years to get scheduled for another hearing. That gives you a pretty big window to try to get a safety course in, especially now you know you can take it online.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be a way to resolve
it. Well, you wouldn't necessarily have to appeal. You could apply again, and then it could be issued.
Yeah.
For their appeal, he asked
that
if he loses,
that's what I mean.
Loses,
you just go through the whole
reapply.
Thing again. That's what I mean. There'll be plenty of time.
Correct.
We're on questions by the board, correct? We got into comments and okay. Other questions by the board? Sir, do you have any other witnesses?
No.
Okay. Would you like to make a closing statement?
As I said, I've had extensive training throughout my whole life. It was just a stupid mistake, and I took the firearm and destroyed it, and I won't be modifying any more firearms ever, because it was definitely something that scared me.
I should have asked this before. You said you were a sole provider.
Mm-hmm.
You have children?
I have five kids.
Were they in the house at
no.
the time?
No. At the time, my wife now, mm-hmm. we weren't really on good terms, so I had my own house, she had her own house, the kids lived with her full time. So there was no children around.
Closing statement, counsel.
Thank you, ma'am. To this board, I would point out that the issuing authority, at least as long as I've been doing these hearings, has never brought a case like this before you, where a reinstatement has been offered just on the basis of a completed safety course, because all of the other appellants to which this offer has been made in the past 2 years have managed to take the safety course. It's my understanding that many such safety courses are offered in our state, including nights, weekends, as Attorney Sinetti pointed out, online. Other appellants, again, just don't seem to have this issue with getting a safety course completed in exchange for getting a reinstated pistol permit and dispensing with this hearing requirement. The appellant pointed out that he has had extensive training, but what he characterizes as just one stupid mistake, I would argue, was actually several bad decisions, irresponsible decisions that were made, including the failure to complete a safety course. And for those reasons, we do respectfully request that the board not, that the board continue to revoke this appellant's permit at this time.
Thank you, counsel. Brief factual, Colonel Overturk.
This is a revocation by Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection based on an incident that occurred in September of 2020. The appellant was preparing to clean his firearm. He, while unloading his firearm, he testified that the slide slipped out of his hand, went forward, causing his Glock pistol to discharge. Unfortunately, or fortunately for the appellant, the round only went through his hand, didn't strike anything else or anyone else. The appellant was not charged criminally for that incident. SLFU offered the appellant the opportunity to have his permit reinstated back in December if the appellant took a firearm safety course, and it actually extended that period, because I believe his he had a previous date, and SLFU actually requested a continuance from the board for the the opportunity to have for the appellant to take the class. As of today, the appellant has not taken that course. That's why we're here today.
Comments by the board? Yes, Chief?
I just got to say, the state's gone out of the way to give the opportunity to take a course, get his permit back. If he had spent the 8 hours rather than here, similar time, could have had the course, would have had the permit. None of us would have been here in this case.
Other comments? It's rare that we have three discharges. Three? This is the third discharge?
Third one. One was
on purpose.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Well, they're all discharged.
Yeah, they were just
wounded television.
I think all of these appellants have been truthful. I think this is different from the previous two, even in that it's accidental, but you made the firearm less safe on purpose.
A lot of people modified their weapons, I just want to say.
Sir, it's still a bad idea.
It's really standing out that when the issue is safety and you had the opportunity to not be here, you chose to be here rather than a safety course. So that's my issue. Attorney Sinetti.
Issuing authority.
Colonel Lewis.
Issuing authority.
Colonel Overturk.
Issuing authority.
Mr. Gray.
Issuing authority.
Chief Rosenzweig. Chair votes issuing authority. Thank you.
Thank you all.